This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. American passengers on a cruise liner are flying home after being quarantined for 2 weeks in Japan. In a Skype interview, Cheryl Molesky says once they arrive in the U.S., the passengers face 2 more weeks of quarantine.
We were ready and content to stay because we felt safe and comfortable. But now that we've kind of got the scent of home and started thinking about getting back to the United States, we're excited and we're anticipating that, seeing our family, even though it's going to be 2 more weeks.
In China, health officials say the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for the third consecutive day. The Health Commission confirmed over 1,800 new cases, along with 142 deaths on Sunday. Iraq. Several rockets have hit a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. A coalition spokesman says no one was injured in the attack early Sunday in Baghdad's Green Zone. Turkey's foreign minister says a Turkish delegation will travel to Russia on Monday to discuss the situation in Syria's Idlib province amid mounting fears of a humanitarian disaster there. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Howling wind, freezing snow, and life in a makeshift camp in Syria. It's unbearably hard. Ten children have reportedly died of the conditions in the camps in the last week alone. Aid workers fear that with the latest surge in fighting, another winter here is going to spur a new humanitarian catastrophe. For perspective, earlier this week, two UN agencies said more people have fled fighting in Syria over the past 10 weeks than at any other time in the 9-year conflict.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. United Nations